Rob Smanuski is dead. Dead at 18, hit by an 84-year-old driving a 20-year-old Honda. Rob Smanuski, whose engine revved higher than any of ours, dead. Who wrote "I Love Redheads" on his desk, on his locker. Who stood on a table in the cafeteria and asked a redhead to the prom. Who jumped down and danced out of the room, shaking his head when she said no. Who wrote a love poem to redheads from a list of favorite words: ginger, auburn, strawberry, freakin', and one I said he couldn't use in school, which ended, "The only way to tell if the drapes match the rug is to see the, and that's the word you said I can't use." Who loved his quad, broken down on that January night, Rob Smanuski, who must have flown in the air like the deer I hit last winter in Maine, shot out of the darkness, eyes as wide as mine, both helpless to stop the sudden collision. Rob, who danced more than he walked, dead. Rob, who called the ladies doll and the men coach, always neat in khakis, Oxford shirts, Argyle vest and ties for game days, who told his sister, "I don't go to school to learn, I go to entertain." Who taught me to never ask any questions in class when he said, "Yeah, I have two. How come my nose always gets sunburned first, no matter what I do? Look, I look like freaking Rudolph. And another thing, when you wear a robe around the house, you're supposed to feel manly. I feel like a woman. What's with that?" Rob freaking Smanuski, dead. Who you knew, even when you wanted to strangle him, couldn't find his own off switch any more than you could. Who would apologize later and say, "You the man, coach." Who, when he launched into that frosty air, may have waved to the fear-stricken driver. Might have thought, "This'll make a great story." Might have thought, as I did when Cam rolled her old Volvo 30 years ago in Vermont, as the black pavement rose to meet my passenger window, "So this is how it freaking ends."